What up, bitches? It is so good to be back behind the mic. It has been a few weeks since I've released an episode because I have been moving into my new home. I am coming to you right fucking now from the fucking Queendom Palace, staring out at the fucking palm trees, hearing the birds. You're probably going to hear them too through the course of this episode. Staring at my fucking pool with my unnamed llamacorn float. I can't seem to pinpoint a name on it. I'm accepting suggestions. So I'm fucking stoked. I am so excited to be back behind the mic talking about something that is extremely popular, controversial, all of the things. Fucking humiliation. Humiliation kink. A lot of people think when I tell them I'm a dominatrix and when I ask what they know about it, a lot of people jump straight to humiliation. And if you go on Femdom Twitter, that belief that this space is all humiliation will certainly be reinforced. But humiliation is but one tool that's used in a variety of kinks. Some people like it, some people don't. But a lot of people ask the question, what really is it? What is humiliation? And more importantly, like, why would someone subject themselves and pay to be humiliated? And what does it practically look like? And also, where does that go wrong at times? So strap up. And if you're one of my subs listening to this, go ahead and cage your egos along with your cocks during this intro song. And let's fucking do it.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The Queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The Queendom will take over you.
Welcome back to Thy Queendom Come. I am your host, Queen Lo, and today we are talking about the kinky, confusing, oftentimes misunderstood world of humiliation. Humiliation within BDSM, humiliation as a kink, as a tool within kink. And many of you, some of you, are probably wondering, what the fuck is that? What does it look like and why? It is exactly what it sounds like. It is consensually and safely putting yourself into a situation to be humiliated. This tool of humiliation is used across the board within all sorts of different kinks, right? SPH, small penis humiliation, is probably the most popular thing that I at least am reached out to for. Cucking. Cucking has always been attached to this idea of the partner being humiliated, that he can't fuck his wife or isn't fucking his wife. Humiliation can look like different tasks, different funny shit that makes you get laughed at. It can be mental humiliation, right? Like in dialogue and conversation, like pointing out things about someone that are embarrassing, less than flattering. Exposure is a huge kink where people call and want to be filmed, and they want to be filmed and they want to be posted on my Twitter feed. And a lot of them actually, at the end of the day, don't want to be posted. Or a lot of them, you know, want to have to pay some fee to get it taken down. But this idea of being humiliated, and a lot of them actually do want to be posted, and they love being laughed at, and it's humiliating, right? They're like, God, this is so humiliating. Blackmail, this idea of being outed, this idea of being found out by your family, your friends. Sissies. A lot of guys come in wanting to dress up. There's a sissy kink that is oftentimes correlated with humiliation because, you know, dressing up and acting like a girl in culture, like culturally speaking, is quote unquote humiliating. I certainly don't treat it that way, but we will get to more of that in a minute. So this is what just humiliation, it's a tool within all of these kinks. There's also praise kink. There's plenty of subs who don't want to be humiliated. They want to be praised. Not everyone wants to be humiliated, which is one of the funny parts about the Twitter femdom world, for example. There's just a lot of, like, you fucking worm-faced shrimp dick piece of crap. Like, there's a lot of humiliation. And a lot of the times, honestly, like, a lot of the times it's just bullying. It's just humiliation without consent is bullying. And not everybody's fucking into it. And like, being dominant doesn't mean just being a flat out cunt, right? Like, it's easy to just be a bitch. Humiliation can be so powerful and healing, and it can be really extraordinary in addressing certain parts of these subs who come in wanting to play with it. But when it's not handled with any type of care, it can be super fucking toxic, which I'll also get to more in a minute. But first, like, why the fuck would anybody want to be humiliated? And more so, why would they pay for it? At the end of the day, humiliation in this context is really a way to confront pain. It's a way to confront pain, insecurities, shame. It's a way to engage. My sub is clearly ashamed of these desires that he has. He is clearly ashamed of these parts of himself or these experiences. And that is coming out in this space. In a way, it's like exposure therapy, truly. For example, small penises, like guys with small penises, or guys with just like performance issues, like dudes who are not living up to the fucking pound town narrative that exists. A lot of them have been, someone's chuckled at them when their pants have come off, or they haven't been able to perform, and it's been, you know, used against them in some way, or they've been laughed at, or whatever. It's an insecurity for a reason, and it's already fucking humiliating. It's already humiliating. It's already on their fucking minds, and this really serves as a space for them to come and kind of take power over that pain, take power over that insecurity. Like, we could both address, you have a small dick. I can fucking make fun of it to various degrees depending on the sub. But then now we can fucking move on. Like, okay, now what? Like, your dick's not going to grow. A lot of, like, nothing physically. There are actually, like, there are very basic practical things that can be done in these spaces. Like, if you're a dude who comes to me with fucking Bob Ross on your genitals, like, yes, I'm going to make fun of you. I'm going to make fun of you for having an untamed wildfire in your fucking crotch. And then hopefully you're going to fucking trim it. But then also these guys come in like fucking baby butt bald, and that's also bad. Like, 1 inch. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's plenty of room for like true humiliation in the truth, right? But like truth that actually leads somewhere, could potentially like impact your life, impact some sort of fucking change. But also, in a very cock-centered society, once we kind of cry that bridge of the small dick and get over it, okay, now we can focus on the various other parts of your body that we get to explore. You can be useful. You can be sexual. You can be intimate in so many more ways. Another example is cucking. A lot of guys end up in my dungeon after being cheated on. They're cheated on, and again, they are taking power over this thing that hurt them. And people who are less familiar with this are asking, like, why would you want to bring that intentional hurt on yourself? Not only is it a sort of exposure therapy, but also, like, and this is kind of dark and fucked up, it's arousing. If anybody has seen Baby Reindeer, I definitely suggest it. It is fucking wild. It, I imagine, is a form of exposure therapy for the creator and the guy whose life story of being stalked and abused, it's his story, and he's acting in it, and it's fucking brilliant and twisted, but a crazy accurate depiction of how someone who is sexually abused, which he was, at points after being abused, he was unable to get off unless it somehow replicated that feeling. And I'm here to fucking tell you that that is so normal. It's twisted, it's dark, it's fucked up, but it's normal. I learned that being online, people are way quicker to divulge information. And I learned that like almost 2 years ago, my first weekend on Sex Panther, when someone was immediately opening up to me about a type of abuse and then wanting to play that, wanting to work through it, wanting, and I mean, we did for months, and I've seen it a million times since. It's normal and it's fucked up, but cycles of abuse exist for a reason. And whether that abuse is then turned internally or externally, like it's a cycle that exists without being healed from it. And a lot of people find themselves within BDSM to heal horrific injuries, mental, emotional, physical, sexual injuries that have occurred. Not all people, but a lot of people do. I've heard many stories, personal stories of people coming into this world, coming into this BDSM space to take their fucking power back, to consensually step into a space and engage with these feelings and things that are happening to them, fucking regardless. Like whether you step into this space or not, you, this shit exists. It's there. You have a small dick or horrific shit has happened to you. There's things across the spectrum of shit people have experienced, and they're able to step into this space and consensually, safely confront it with a partner or partners who actually give a fuck about them, who actually have their best interest in mind. Humiliation happens to all of us at some point in our lives, whether it's being punished or being called out or made fun of. And a lot of the shit is humiliating. A lot of it's embarrassing and hurts because some of it rings true, at least in some way to us. Very rarely can you step into a space and actually confront that really heavy, twisted shit head on. And at the end of the day, feel very safe and have aftercare and have boundaries in place to be able to experience those very extreme feelings, which do happen, but they're safe and they're able to really let go. They're able to really confront that. And then there's a portion after where we talk, we connect as humans. So in summary, why the fuck would someone want to be humiliated? A, to push back against cultural and societal norms. B, to reveal and engage with desires that they are ashamed about. C, to take power over something that they are insecure about, or to heal from trauma, traumatic events. The list goes on. There are a million reasons why people love to engage with humiliation. If you're one of them listening to this right now and have a reason other than what I just listed or right in line with what I just talked about, I would definitely love to hear from you and love to know. But moving on, this is a very powerful kink. It's a very powerful tool, but with great power comes great responsibility. And with popularity, there comes access and there comes, you know, the good with the bad. And I think that this kink can be really just done terribly, to be honest. I think it is shallow, and I think it really doesn't do credit to what dominatrixes do and have done for fucking centuries. And it doesn't do credit to the BDSM world to paint everything with humiliation, to think everyone wants to be called my little shrimp bitch, to think that this is something that really can be taken, and honestly, for a lot of doms out there, like, taken and turned into your entire fucking brand, like turned into your entire personality. Being mean and just being nasty is not being dominant. One of the principles and one of the beautiful shining lights of BDSM is that submission is given. Submission is given to the dominant. It's not taken, and it's empowered choice to give power away. And it's actually a very powerful and courageous and brave space to sit in. And so when this idea of humiliation becomes a brand, becomes a personality, becomes someone's entire outlook on femdom, it's kind of missing the entire point. I think that a lot of times these days, being dominant has become equated with being superior on like a human level when it's just not true. A, it's a role that both the Dom and the Sub are stepping into. But B, there is supposed to be this mutual respect as like I'm looking at a human being who trusts me enough to give me power and submit and surrender to me. And he trusts me with his body, his mind, his soul, his spirit. Like he's trusting me with this. And that's a beautiful, powerful thing. And being dominant does not mean being superior. And also being dominant doesn't mean just being a nasty bitch all the time, right? Like people have even come up to me multiple times when they found out I'm a Dom and they're just like, you're too bubbly, you're too kind, you're too this, that. And I'm like, yeah, I get paid to be a bitch. I am not going to do it for free. And I have no interest in that. I don't act like the world are my fucking subs, you know? Sometimes, I mean, that's not always true. Sometimes I fuck with people, especially like rando dudes at the bar, 100%. Like, if you have the audacity to come up, like... But I was literally thinking earlier, and I tried to imagine just all of the different lifestyle scenes I've been in and like the different sex parties and the different dungeon parties. And anytime a sub has come up to me and, you know, kissed my hand or kissed my feet, or I mean, last year in Ohio, I burned this motherfucker's nipples with my spliff. However, I can simply never, ever imagine a sub coming up to me in real life in this environment and me being like, you disgusting fucking pig, you belong under my feet, worm, you know, like what? It just doesn't happen. That's not what this community, the lifestyle BDSM community, has like promoted ever. More importantly, like my subs, a lot of them, most of them, especially the ones who I work with a lot and often, they aren't losers. Like they're not worms. They're literally not parasites to this fucking world. They're thoughtful. They're intuitive. A lot of them are fucking wealthy. They can afford my prices all the time. Like, so failing to understand on both parts, Dom and Sub's part, that like this is a role. This is a game. I think it cheapens the work we do. I mean, I've seen just disgusting shit online. I've seen people encouraging like actual self-harm or families falling apart, actually breaking down someone's self-esteem and leaving them worse off, like life-destroying shit. And I just ask like, why? We live in such a fucked up world. Everywhere we turn, it's just fires. And like, I believe we have so much power as Doms, also as women in general, but we have so much fucking power and I just can't imagine why someone wants to use it that particular way, because it's not leaving the world any better off. It's not leaving the sub any better off. And honestly, the more significant reason why this is a fucking problem is because if someone hates themselves, they hate everyone around them. They fucking project and perpetuate that hate on everyone around them. And so when someone comes in and they want to essentially hate wank to the idea of sucking dick, they come in and they want to be humiliated for sucking cock, for being a gay boy. If I were to give in to that in the way that they have in their minds, humiliating them for wanting to suck cock when that is clearly a desire that they have and that they are very ashamed of. If I actually let him do that, he's going to go back into the world with that same hate, that same rage, that same suppression. And how is he treating the people around him? How does he treat the people of the queer community? Probably not fucking good because he absolutely hates them because it represents a part of himself that he hates. And even more so because they're out and they're living their life without shame. And here he is closeted, fucking forced to pay to call a Dom he doesn't know on the internet to get out his fucking frustrations. I mean, seriously, how do you think that the guy from fucking Kentucky calling me like fucking humiliate me for being a gay boy, I'm gonna take dick, like humiliate me, like call me these terrible names. Oh, like what do you think he's doing when he leaves the room? Like he's projecting that. I mean, a fucking fabulous example is Matt Schlapp. For those of you who do not know, him and his wife, Mercedes, were the head of the America's Conservative Union. And there are multiple allegations from men being abused by him, being groped. Mr. Jerry Falwell Jr., former president of Liberty University. His dad was the founder of fucking the Moral Majority. That motherfucker is a massive cuck. Have you seen the documentary, God Forbid? Please check it out. This fucker is a massive cuck. There is a list that goes on. I could sit here for the next 40 minutes and give you details and names of powerful, honestly, conservative fucking leaders, from legislators to pastors to think tank leaders, who are outwardly and just so aggressively against the LGBTQ movement. And it's bewildering that some of them, it's not that fucking bewildering if anybody's like been around the Catholic Church, it's really fucking not. Like, what you fucking hate and are so aggressively against, like, it says so much more about you than it does what you're against. I mean, why are you so triggered by it? These fucking guys have never had a place to actually explore those sides of themselves for whatever reason. And it sucks. But it also sucks that they perpetuate this shit. And it also sucks that they have the power to make it stop by just being honest and honestly containing in a safe space their impulses and desires. And we as a society have to make that fucking okay to do versus pushing it more into the shadows. Imagine the cycles of abuse that would not exist if people were encouraged to go into spaces truly and deal with their shit. And for that reason, I will never humiliate one of my subs, a sub, anybody, for wanting to suck dick, or wanting to have a strap on, or wanting to dress up, or whatever the fuck it is that they want to do, or who they want to be. I am going to humiliate them every single time they pretend that's not what they want. I'm going to humiliate the shit out of them when they are clearly projecting shit onto people around them. And the reality is that a lot of these guys that come to this space are powerful. They do influence a lot of fucking people, and even the ones who just influence their families, that's also something. That's huge. I'm going to humiliate them for suppressing their desires and putting on a mask and being inauthentic, not being real. I'm always going to celebrate them when they are being who they really are. And even guys who come in who want to be humiliated for eating cum or sucking cock, I've never had my perspective of it. I've never engaged with it through these lens and really had it not hit. I think that it's unexpected that the truth is actually kind of way more humiliating in a lot of ways. It's like they're getting what they want, not really the way they thought they were going to get it. And that's the shit that's hot. And that's the shit that is deep and profound and healing and stuff that they are able to walk away with and feel lighter, feel less shame, feel less like they have to project all that shit onto other people. So if one form of humiliation makes you hate yourself further and in turn makes you hate everyone around you, how can humiliation look completely opposite of that? Well, for example, I had a sub just a couple nights ago who I noticed his hips, when he moves, he's fucking stiff as a board. He was even taking one of those fuck machines and his hips just barely fucking move. I was like, this guy, like, have you ever danced with a woman? Have you ever like been out? He's not even a bad looking guy. He's like a good looking dude. He's just not comfortable in his body, very fucking clearly, very clearly. And I sure did make this motherfucker stand up and do hip isolation. Well, try. Attempt at hip isolations, shoulder isolations, like hip rolls. And I mean, it was humiliating for him. He was horrified. And it was hilarious. And it was so fun. And it was humiliating. But it was it's something that, like, maybe that motherfucker, he's supposed to be practicing right now, but hopefully the next time he finds himself at a wedding or something, he's not standing there like a fucking dutz. Like, he's actually moving his hips, moving around a little bit. Like, the way that you move your body on a dance floor and the way that you are comfortable in your body outside of the bedroom translates a lot inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who's super uncomfortable in their body on the dance floor doesn't know their fucking hips from their rib cage on the dance floor is fucking 9.9 times out of 10 not going to turn into this, like, twerking fucking queen in the bedroom. Like, it all goes hand in hand. So he was humiliated. He had those sensations. He felt that way. He certainly did. but it's also something that could potentially impact his life in a positive way, which, again, that's what BDSM is fucking about. That's what we're supposed to be here for. Like I said earlier, a lot of guys come in and want to be dressed up like a girl and, you know, sissy kink. It's a hotly debated kink in and of itself, because a lot of times it's the rhetoric around it is that, you know, you stupid little bitch, you sissy bitch, you know, being a girl is fucking humiliating. And at the end of the day, again, I don't think that forwards any positive or true narrative, when really, if you just, it's also just a shallow, again, shallow understanding of what this means. If you peel it back a little bit, it is society and it is our culture that has made it taboo and has made you less of a man if you like certain things or want to be a certain way. If you want to fucking paint your nails or take strap-on cock, or if you want to dress up, if you want to get in touch with your feminine side, society shat on that. And that in and of itself, the fact that that's taboo, is humiliating. But a lot of times it is revealing. It reveals to them to be able to be in this space where a lot of them aren't in positions where they can outwardly be these people. A lot of them are trying to get to a space where they can. And this work is foundational. It's so, like, important to have a space where you can start to accept these things about yourself, about dressing up. So again, when someone comes to me wanting to be humiliated for being a sissy, I 10 out of 10 times are going to humiliate them for pretending that this isn't exactly what they want. I'm not going to force them to dress up. I'm going to make them admit that they fucking want to. I'm going to humiliate them for hate wanking to sissy content, to dressing up like a girl. They're fucking hate wanking to it and then taking that fucking energy into the world. That shit's embarrassing. I think that being honest and being authentic and being real and communicative and self-knowing and willing to explore all of the crevices of oneself, I think that's brave as fucking shit. I think that hate wanking to porn and calling other people weird and fucked up and hating on other people for living outwardly and just living free, sometimes it's not even, like, so directly related to, it's not specifically related to anything. It's just people who are fucking repressed and have this self-hatred that's projected on anyone who's, like, living a free life and doing whatever the fuck they want. Because, like, why can't I do that? Why am I sitting here under all of this shame and guilt and I can't be free? I mean, how fucking different would the world be if the Jerry Falwell Juniors of this bitch had spaces to explore their kinks and whatever the fuck was going on in their head? So really, when I say that I'm, you know, trying to change the fucking world by putting men on their knees, this is, like, the backbone of it. It's like, this is the backbone, the base of, like, take a fucking look at yourself and be honest about it. And sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's heavy, sometimes it's fucked up, but at the end of the day, it's all real. It's all real, and it's there regardless, however the fuck you choose to engage with it. A lot of dudes come to me who are just, like, frustrated. Frustrated that their game, so to speak, it just isn't working. That they're not successful with women. They have tried the the pickup lines and they've tried the normal things, the asking questions and listening and all of the typical things. And if you don't know about all of the alpha male boot camps that are out there right now, please do yourself a favor and just, I want to tell you to look it up, but I don't want you to give that shit traction. It's like, I'm stuck here. It's like these guys paying $10,000 to go to these boot camps where there's fucking screamed at military style to like become an alpha man. And I'm like, dude, I can do a lot more from you. I swear to God. but these guys have tried that shit and it's not working. And I can tell you it's not working because it's not authentic. It's not real. First of all, dating and picking up women is not a one size fits all algorithm because everyone's unique. And I have to say this fucking several times a week about these guys who come in and they tell me these interactions they have with women at the bar in public. And I also know about them what they actually want. Like I know that they have these submissive desires. They want to be pegged. They want to be leashed and collared. And yet when they go out, they're putting on this like masculine, macho persona of this is what I'm supposed to be because like girls are going to like me this way. And then maybe one day, hopefully I'll be able to reveal my kink to her. But you don't even get that far because it's a full stop when women are intelligent creatures and they know you're just full of shit. Like they know you're full of shit. And some guys haven't even gotten so far to realizing like why they're full of shit. You know, like some dudes who have small dicks who like haven't fucking addressed it or like who are just not that exciting in bed, who have like, and who are overcompensating in one way or another. It's loud. I've said this a million times. It's fucking loud. And women's bullshit meters are on. However, when you start to get like more authentic with yourself, when you start to get real with yourself, when you start to identify the cracks in your desires, beliefs, execution, and when you get honest about what you want and engage with that, naturally, when you meet people, when you talk to people, you're going to feel like a more genuine fucking person who at least maybe not likes yourself. Maybe we're not there yet, but at least you fucking know yourself. At least you're not pretending to be some fucking robot that some macho dude on TikTok told you to be. That's always going to lead you to better connection. Being real. And you don't have to meet people and say, I'm a sub who takes it up the ass for them to pick up that you're actually being genuine. Because people who fucking like themselves project that energy. Self-hatred like projects more of that fucking energy. Non-authentic energy fucking attracts more non-authentic energy. It's like dudes who fucking go out there flashing money and talking about who they know and what they do and how much money they got, and then are also complaining about bitches being gold diggers. Like, what? Like, did you think you were gonna attract someone fucking authentic when you're throwing these things around to clearly distract from all of the issues and self-hatred that you're experiencing? And if you are someone who overcompensates in these ways, who constantly puts out bullshit and then has the audacity to complain about not experiencing or getting back any real shit, that's fucking embarrassing. That's humiliating. The truth just did all the heavy lifting for me. See what I did there? See what I just did there? So back to these guys who aren't having luck with women. So a lot of these guys become what we've popularly come to know and say is incels. They become incels. A lot of them can be found on Andrew Tate's Twitter page. incels particularly are these people, these guys who are not having luck with women, and it is everyone but their own fault. You know, women's standards, women's this, women's that. I mean, women are fucking horrific. And of course, why the fuck wouldn't they want to be with me? I mean, it's really bad, guys. I don't know if anybody's taken a dive, not saying you should, but it's bad. It's like, it's the women's fault. It's they're not taking any type of fucking look at themselves of like, would you want to be with you? Like, do you excite you? Like, what? Like, take an honest look. And that is literally what happens a lot of times. Like, we play this out. I'm like, what do you say? How do you interact? Who are you? if I were to meet you in a bar? Like, what do you do? You know, like practical shit that I swear to God is humiliating as fuck on its own. Like, I do not need like the fucking kinky dictionary buzzwords to humiliate these motherfuckers when they talk about some of the shit that they think women want. It's just like, it's laughable. Again, the truth doing the heavy lifting for me. For example, I had this guy who had taken a fucking actual course of some sorts, who learned all these like pickup lines, but like, you know, not pickup lines, like questions, you know. And that was one thing that's always told to these guys, because, you know, listening's important. So men are told to ask questions. The bar, by the way, is in hell. I just need to point that out. And he goes to this girl at the bar, and he starts out with, you know, like, where did you go to school? And she answers and doesn't ask back. That's your first sign. Then he proceeds to like ask another question, you know, are you from around here? And again, she's nice, because so many women are, like, so many women, and it's changing. Like, I want women to feel fucking strong enough to just be like, this is not happening. Fucking fuck off. Truly. You know, like, once you've entered the space, you've set yourself up for that. But like, this kind of shit, man, just socially unaware, completely like delusional shit of like, if you're asking someone questions, generic, first of all, I don't want to give a stranger at the bar all of these things about my fucking life. Like, what? Like, and if no one's asking you a question back, why are you continuing and giving your answer? She didn't ask. No one gives a fuck where you went to school. Truthfully, like, you know, it doesn't come off, even this type of shit. Like, it doesn't come off real. It doesn't come off authentic. Like, you're going to get a lot further with, you know, genuine, natural conversation, which of course there are tips on how to have those, which are apparently very important, and I provide on my website. But these are the things. That shit's humiliating, and it's real. I had another session in Vegas recently where my sub, I dressed him up in pink lingerie. He's a big dude. Pink Victoria's Secret lingerie that I made him go buy. And I made this bitch fucking jump on the bed and act like a monkey and roll around. And I fucking poured beer on him in the bathtub. And it was just fucking hilarious, man. But like, it was humiliating for him. And sometimes humiliation is just that, like, just fun and just getting into your body, out of your head, into your body. You know, like I said, we've all experienced feeling embarrassed. We've all experienced feeling humiliated. And sometimes taking an honest look at ourselves is humiliating. It is embarrassing. But unfortunately, so many times in our lives, back to childhood, that we remember feeling horrified and humiliated, embarrassed, like that shit really sticks with us. But very rarely is it in our best interest. I mean, even when it comes to parents humiliating kids, parents punishing kids with humiliation, that's not fucking love. That doesn't do anything to actually help, I think. I think it's the parents' own frustrations of whatever the fuck's going on with them. Teachers humiliating kids in classrooms is not for their fucking best interest. It's to have control. It's to make an example of them. Partners humiliating each other out in public, that's not for the partner, each other's best interest. That's fucked up shit. I mean, it's clearly calling out an issue that exists that needs to be confronted and addressed and in a safe place. So at the end of the day, I think that this kink humiliation, I think to step into it is, it's brave, it's raw, it's intimate. And I will always respect someone who chooses to consensually and sanely enter into a space to take an honest look at themselves. I will always respect that more than someone who never even bothers or adamantly fucking rejects it. as far as my respect goes, like that's on the very bottom of the totem pole, the people who aggressively reject it and just it spews out everywhere. So that's it, guys. I would love to hear from you as a sub or not, your thoughts on humiliation, your experiences with it. And if you want to dive deeper into this world, as always, reach out to me on my website, thyqueendom.com. And with that, I will see you sluts next week.
What you waiting for? She's got what you need while you over there at the door. Nightmares are dreams you just need believe. The queen has all that you should need. Just say the queen will come, that will be done. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store. Come right in, close the door. Just wait for what she's got in store.
Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you. Dreams can come from nightmares too. The queendom will take over you.
Don't get them, love.
Thy Queendom Come is a production of TQC LLC, music by Guillermo Jamat Jr. and LDK. All stories and audio used with permission. Names and details have been changed to protect the sluts involved. What's up, sluts? Fuck it, I can never do it the first time. It never works the first time.